Mr. Thomas.
Hey lady, it's Scott. What's going on?
Oh, not much. We got some snow, so I don't think we've had more than maybe three customers today.
Oh, that ain't fun.
Yeah, but it's cleared off now, so the streets are safe again. They were slippery coming into work, but
I think we're supposed to get 4 to 6 tonight.
well, they said we might get an inch, and I think we probably got a good 3 inches, if not 4. So, but it's warm enough now, it's warm enough here that it's melting. What the fresh is melting, not the old.
Right, no, we still have plenty of old sitting around, so.
Yeah.
But hey, is the young man around?
Yeah, just a minute.
You got it.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, what's going on?
About to go to the bank, get lunch, got to go to Walmart, and I got to stop by 312 South Main because Amazon sent a package to the wrong side of Main Street, apparently.
Man, your postal service there sucks, buddy.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Oh, I don't even know that it was the postal service.
Just Amazon.
You know what I mean? It
Oh,
comes in.
Amazon, yeah.
Well, sometimes it comes freaking through USPS, and sometimes it doesn't.
Right?
Sometimes you get them FedEx, or sometimes they come UPS, or sometimes they actually come from the Amazon driver.
Right. We've got a big ass hub here. So, we see a lot of their trucks. My dog hates them. I don't know why.
Dickheads.
Yeah, well, it is what it is there. What's going on with you? How are things?
Just another fucking day. Mother-in-law's in the hospital again.
And you said your father-in-law ain't taking real good care of his grandson, huh?
No, that was a whole separate issue the other day. I would be more surprised if CPS doesn't show up at the house.
Oh my God. I don't know, dude. That's just messed up. What do you do?
Well, see, with the boy that doesn't get out of the house and do much, he doesn't go to school because school kicked him out because he was being aggressive toward the teachers. And so Vanessa's mom pulled him out a long time ago.
You'll have
And
that.
then that way this school system didn't have to deal with him, which is stupid because, now he doesn't get any help in schooling at all unless she does it. And since she hasn't seen him in a month, he literally has no help. So, there's that. And he sleeps funny. So, sometimes he'll be on a normal schedule, and other times he'll be on a not normal schedule. But, sometimes he'll go to bed at, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and he'll go up till the next day. Sometimes he goes to bed at 9 o'clock at night. His schedule's all jacked up.
And Grammy ain't there to fix everything, so.
Well, he did that with her too.
Okay.
Since he doesn't have to do anything, he runs and plays and does stupid shit and wrecks stuff until he's completely exhausted, and then he goes and gets his pajamas and goes to bed. But my father-in-law is a dumbass. So Sharon did all this stuff for him to get him grants and get him whatever kind of special needs or whatever assistance she could get. She tried to get it. So she got this bed that's made for people that are
Especially.
yeah, pretty much. and it's a bed that has a cage around it. And when they go to bed, you know, if there's somebody that gets up and wanders, and or you're a heavy sleeper or something, you can lock them in the bed. So that way, you don't wake up and find out that, oh, shit.
They're gone or got a knife to your throat. Right. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. So, in situations, and it's an acceptable thing, just as long as you're not, you know, putting them in there all day long.
Right, as long as you're not abusing them.
Yes. So, what they did was, he was on the goofy schedule, so he was awake for a day and a half, and finally chalked it up and was going to go to bed. So Vanessa's dad, you know, wasn't thinking about it, and he, like, doesn't pay attention or use the resources that are at his disposal. So, yeah, he went and got his pajamas and then went into the bedroom like he was going to go to bed. And so Vanessa's dad went out and sat down on the couch. And when he sat on the couch, he fell asleep because, you know, he'd been up forever. Well, Dez didn't go to bed. What he did was mosey his ass out in a T-shirt and a pair of shorts while it's fucking 8 degrees outside. And went out to the garage and got a tree trimmer and then proceeded to go around the side of the house and break the windows out of the house with the tree trimmer. So then the neighbor called the cops because that looks odd. You know what I mean?
No, neighbor ain't wrong.
Yeah. And then the cops show up and bang on the door and he's sitting in there on the couch asleep. So, you know, there's an issue going on. And he's a jackass, you know. He's the first one to go around and tell everybody Sharon's business. You know, she got cancer and she's on chemo and dialysis and the blah, 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 blah. But then when someone of authority asks him, he's very vague and doesn't say anything. So the guy that was the lead detective when my wife's grandpa was killed, he knows the situation, right?
Right.
So he hears the address come through the calls, and he runs out the door and goes over there. So when he gets there, he's like, what's up? Where's Sharon at? She's not here. Okay. Is she going to, you know, come back anytime soon? She's not here. Maybe
you got a cop standing there after your grandson got caught outside in shorts and a T-shirt, 8 degrees, breaking windows.
Yeah.
Your father-in-law is a freaking certified dumbass.
Oh, he is. He's an idiot. And yesterday, he was fishing for information because he wants to know what's going on with Sharon. And, you know, I don't know how much of that is him wanting to know or him just wanting to be able to tell everybody. You know what I mean? So, like, he calls or texts my wife and he's like, hey, is there anything I need to know? She said, no, I don't know. Because she's waiting to talk to a doctor. Well, she's talked to the dietitian area and she talked to the, you know, cardio people, and she talked to all of the people except the doctor. You know what I mean? PCA and the nurse and the, like, everybody involved, but not the person that actually gets to make the calls. So she says, well, I haven't talked to the doctor. I'll call you as soon as I hear something. He said, okay, I'll call you in an hour. She's like, no.
I just told you, when I hear something, I'll call you.
Yeah.
Wow.
So then he calls her in an hour. She doesn't listen. Does whatever he wants. Then she rips his ass for not listening, and, you know, basically annoying her while she's sitting at the hospital with her mom. And then his dumbass shows up at the hospital with Desmond and then proceeds to go in the room and, like, yell at Vanessa about shit. And then she fucking cussed him out, told him to get fucked, and can't believe that he came up here and brought Desmond with him, you know, when she told you not to come. And then you bring him in here, and then you don't even let him say hi. So, like, and then what you did was yell and scream at me in the hospital while she's trying to be quiet and sleeping. I mean, it's just fucking dumb. And she's like, I'm gonna bury his dumb ass because I know what's going to happen. She says, he's going to wait, and my mom's going to die, and he's going to give that boy over to CPS. Because he can't take care of him. And then he's going to go into a foster care program or, you know.
Institutionalized. They won't.
Pretty much.
Yeah, put him in home.
Well, there's, and there's no, in Miami County, there's no resources like that.
You know, that's what my wife does. She works at a school that is all special kids.
Yeah. Well, he'd be right in there with her.
Wow.
He'd be the one that she's complaining about when she got home from school about how there's an aggressive autistic boy that's nonverbal. And
no, she's the type of person,
mad.
She likes the hard cases.
Well,
first day with the new kid this year, he spit in her face.
He got taken out of public schools because he was flipping desks and swinging on teachers.
That's every day. They had one last year that would jack off or piss on people or literally shit and wipe it on the walls.
What the hell is wrong with people?
They don't, these kids don't know any better, you know. And this kid had great parents. You know, it was just like, there's even trying to educate him, trying to raise him right, they just don't work right, buddy. You're missing a chromosome. So. And then you have a bad parent on top of it. It's just.
Yeah. So he got a raw deal. But at the same time, like, you know, it is what it is, and what you, stupid, it's a giant problem is what it is, because he's not able to take care of him, we can't take him, because I got no room for him or extra time to try to deal with his autistic ass.
Where's his mother, bro? Doesn't she have a baby she's currently raising by herself?
Oh, I'm sure she, yeah, she does. And she's in protective custody or something because she fed some bullshit fucking story to the court system about how her new baby daddy was a psycho and unbalanced and he was going to hurt her or the baby or something, and and then all of a sudden now it was okay for, yeah, well now, okay, well, we'll take care of you. Goddamn liar. So I don't know where she's at. I don't really care. She's not in my house, so fuck her.
And that's all that matters.
Yep.
Man,
she has called my wife a couple times and wanted to know if she could babysit for her.
Yeah, I do every fucking day of my life, honey.
Yeah.
Wow, that's balls.
I've been doing it for 10 years now.
That is balls, man. Well,
sounds
like
it infers that you're going to give that one back.
Still not.
There's that.
I just don't get it, man. People suck. I look at my sister-in-law, what she did to my nephew, 21, and he's a mess. Kid can't live on his own, can't keep a job. He freaking hides in his room on his computer, and his 75-year-old grandparents take care of him, and they don't have the means. My sister-in-law is not quite as fucked up as yours, but it's coming.
Rude awakenings, huh?
Yeah. Well, I gotta keep her and my wife separate when they are in the same place at the same time, because I'm afraid my wife will kill her.
Yeah.
Well, what do you do, man? What do you do?
I don't know. You go to the bank and go get lunch and then go pick up a package and then go to Walmart.
Do your thing. All right, go, man.
Well, the store is really drafty. You know what I mean? It's old.
Yeah.
All of the windows are drafty. You know, they don't open. There's no, but you can feel air coming through the corners of them. So it all needs to be recocked. The door sweeps that are in the back in the basement, they're worthless. Because there isn't one on there. So you can, like, light a lighter at the bottom of the door and the wind coming through will blow it out.
That ain't good.
No. So then it makes the whole entire shop cold. So
the guy that owns that building should be freaking taking care of him.
I know. Well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go out and buy 3 door sweeps. I'm going to buy some insulation, like, the weather stripping.
Yeah.
And I'm going
to house, we did that.
Some caulking, too, and some super glue. And I'm going to see if I can't rectify all that shit. So at least the windows and the doors that are in the back side of the shop will be legit and not letting a giant draft come through.
Yeah, that should help you out a little bit.
We'll see what happens. So, I got shit to do.
All right. Hey, did you end up mailing that stuff back to me?
Yes, sir.
I ain't seen it yet.
Well, I gave him tracking number on it.
To who? Me?
To you.
You texted to me?
No, I was on the phone with you.
All right, I'll go listen to the call. How'd you send it?
I think. Just the same way I always do.
Regular mail, right?
Yeah, in a little priority box.
Okay. Let me go see if I can find that. Life is good. You drive me nuts. I'm like, you just paid for it, bro.
I did what I was supposed to.
I know. All right, man, no big deal. I will, if I'm going to go listen to this, get the tracking, and I'll catch up with you.
Okay.
All right, brother. Talk to you.